Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
The X-Man and Grammy award-winning Rock Nation singer-songwriter Victory has a brand new song. It's called Just Like in Heaven. And right after this song, I'll speak with Victory in a live interview. This is Real Gospel.
Let your will be done on earth, 'cause it's already done in heaven. Let your kingdom come on earth, 'cause you already run the heavens. Let your glory fill the earth, 'cause it already floods the heavens. Let your freedom ring on earth, 'cause it's already rung in heaven. Let the choir sing on earth. Let your will be done on earth. Let your presence flood the earth, 'cause it's overflowing in heaven. Let your servants rise on earth, 'cause they're never weary in heaven. Let your healing fall on earth, 'cause ain't nobody sick up in heaven. Let your praises be found on earth, 'cause they always resound in heaven. Let the choir sing on earth. Let your will be done on earth in the same way it is in heaven. On earth, let your kingdom come on earth, just like it is in heaven. On earth. Let your justice reign on earth, just like it rains in heaven. Let your mercy cover the earth, 'cause it's running over in heaven. Let your love conquer the earth, 'cause it already governs the heavens. Let revival come on earth, 'cause it's every day up in heaven. Let your choir sing on earth.
Let your will be done.
Let your will be done.
Let your kingdom come, bring it down.
splendor and the power and the glory forever. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. 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 Ever.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. And before I introduce you, Victory, I got to say something first. I got to do something first. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I've got the victory. In, well, see, I had it better in my head, but, you know, I don't sing because that's what you do. But I was trying to do the Yolanda Adams thing with the song Victory. You saw what I was trying to do there, right?
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Okay, great. Welcome to Real Gospel Victory. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And by the way, that's your real name, right?
Yeah, yeah, my birth name.
Wow. Well, there's got to be a story behind that.
Yeah, yeah. My parents overcame just all these birth complications. And, you know, the doctors had all of these negative reports. But my mom decided to believe and have faith anyway, and that is going to be a healthy birth, a successful birth. And she ended up walking out of the hospital and went to a natural birth center when she was just about to go into labor. And then that same day, she brought me into the world. There were no complications. She was healthy. I was healthy. And so my parents decided to name me Victory because they had the victory.
Wow. That's an amazing testimony. And that'll preach, as they say. And you know how we do in church. That'll preach. So, you know, I know I started the interview off just a little uncouth, as my pastor would say. But you are a decorated and well established artist. I mean, you won a Grammy, correct?
Yeah.
So talk to us. Tell the listeners just a little bit about yourself and your musical career, because I don't want to mess it up. I mean, your stuff is stellar. I mean, it is stellar. Like, wow.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've been around for a minute. I've been singing my whole life. I started singing professionally when I was 4 years old. I got the opportunity to join the choir that my parents founded. This was a community choir in the city of Detroit that, you know, would travel all over to perform. And so I took that seriously when I got the opportunity to join at 4 years old, because technically you weren't allowed to join until you're six. And so they broke the rules for me because of how persistent I was and adamant I was about singing. And so that's really how it started. And then I didn't get into the commercial music industry until I was 22 years old. So that was a good 18 years of just growing in the development side of music before getting into the commercial and business side of it all. But once I did get into the commercial music industry, it was actually Jay-Z that signed me. And even though I've been committed in my art form as a Christian to glorify God, I knew that the Lord was placing me in the secular music industry to tell my testimony, to tell my stories, and to bring Him glory. And so I felt like it was a divine connection to be, to have this opportunity from Jay-Z to be signed to his record label. And so what I did was most of my music I described as parables. You know, the underlying message of all my songs where gospel was the message of the gospel, but I packaged it in different forms like folk and jazz and soul, in styles similar to like Tracy Chapman or Nina Simone. I strongly fit in that lane. And that was my start commercially. And then I had the opportunity to work with Kanye on his album, Jesus is King. He was really moved by my first album, which was called The Broken Instrument. And he told me, he's like, I hear Jesus all in this. I hear the message and the power of Jesus, but you never said his name. And I was like, yeah, I was basically telling him, I'm kind of doing it subliminally. I'm sharing the gospel subliminally. And he was like, no, girl, you got to come out and you got to say the name, because the power's in the name, the power's in the blood. And so I was encouraged from Kanye. And so after that, he invited me to work on his music. And the assignment was to blatantly express the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ through music, through melodies, through chords, through lyrics, and craft the best articulation of what Jesus has done through song. And so during that experience, I was writing like 3 gospel songs a day, and not the subliminal kind, like the full-on message and power of the gospel. And a couple of the renditions of Kanye's songs that I wrote ended up making the album. And that's how I won my first Grammy, because we as a team won a Grammy for that project. And so then after that, the pandemic hit, and I was in this mode of writing gospel music. And so then I continued to write gospel music, not because I thought it would be the next step in my career, but I knew that the power of the gospel through song was the tool that I would need in order to survive the pandemic, that I would need in order to maintain my faith throughout the pandemic. And so I was writing these songs for me as a tool of functionality to help me connect with God and to help me invoke the provision that Jesus made for us all into my world, into my surroundings, in the face of everything collapsing. And so that really is how I started writing Glory Hour, or how I made Glory Hour, because then the Lord was dealing with me on, no, these songs are not just for you. These songs are for the world. I want you, Victory, not Kanye, not you writing for somebody. I want you to take the testimony of my power, what I've done in your life, to the world. And so I didn't know that my record label would agree, because they had never done blatantly gospel music before. But turns out they were willing to get behind me in this. And so, it's the Lord has just continually been opening the doors for me to fulfill the calling that He has on my life, the mandate that He has on my life, which is to testify of Him and help people have genuine encounters with the real love of God, with the power of God, and the resurrecting power of God in the midst of darkness and tragedy and death. Like, all of this can be accomplished in a song. And so I want God to use my songs for His, as vehicles for His kingdom. And so that's how we ended up here.
That is amazing. And that is a powerful testimony. And to let you know just how small the world is, and that there's no such thing as coincidences, I met Beyonce and Destiny's Child, I want to say close to 20 years ago when she was still part of Destiny's Child. And then I got to meet her dad, Matthew Knowles, here at the campus of Fisk University, which is where he went to school. And I also got to know Pastor Rudy Rasmus, which is Beyonce's pastor. You know what I'm saying? And I believe he married those two. And I'm also from New York and grew up in the same neighborhood right around the corner from Jay-Z. So the small world. And so here we are, our worlds collide. Are you the first artist to be signed by Roc Nation? I said not artist, but gospel artist per se?
Yes.
Wow. That is amazing. And that's a powerful testimony. So talk to us about Just Like in Heaven.
Yeah. So this is my lead single from my album, Glory Hour. Just Like in Heaven, you know, I wanted to create a song that helps people connect the dots between the prayer that Jesus told us to pray. You know, he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That a lot of times we pray that, but it's in like a context of duty or religion or tradition. But we don't really see the full connection between this prayer and our daily, everyday life. And so I wanted to just break it down. Like, if Jesus told us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth exactly the same way that it's already done in heaven, he wouldn't tell us to pray that unless it was possible. You know, unless if by praying it, we could actually make a difference in changing earth to look more like heaven. And so I wanted to help us to, apply this prayer more specifically. So like, for example, when you look around on earth, there's sickness, there's disease, but in heaven, ain't nobody sick up in heaven. You know, when you look around on earth, there's injustice. But when you think of heaven and the court system of heaven, there's no injustice in heaven. When you look at, there's poverty on earth. There's no poverty in heaven. There's full provision. And so this prayer that Jesus tells us to pray is one that is enlightening us of this authority we have to invoke, you know, this authority as God's children to pull out of the spirit realm.
Wow, Victory, hold that thought right there. We need to take a quick break. And as soon as we come back, we'll pick it up from right where you left off. My name is the X-Man, and we're talking with Victory right here on Real Gospel. Stay right there.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.